out. Hold on, let me get that for you guys. So basically, Black Entrepreneurship Program, it is available on the government website. So basically, it is called the BEP. Yep. It's a partnership between the government of Canada and the private sector with an investment of up to $221 million over 4 years. It will help Black Canadian businesses, owners, and entrepreneurs grow and succeed.
Yep. And, wow. And make sure, guys, you stay tuned. There's going to be announcements coming up. There's a lot of developing in that sense. It will not be grants. A lot of people are sliding in my DMs asking me, is it grants?
They
is it grants?
Are loans.
Those are loans.
You have to pay it back.
Correct. The loans will most likely look like the CEBA loan. Currently, the CEBA loan is $25 billion that was made available by the Trudeau administration for the first wave of COVID. They're about to extend it to the second wave. The problem is Black entrepreneurs were not getting access to these loans. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get time to get into why, because I have some insights on this. But a lot of people have been fighting hard for this, and the $221 million will be mainly loans of 0% all the way up to we do not know yet kind
okay,
of percentage.
So they haven't determined that yet.
Nope, 25,000 minimum all the way to 250,000. Then there are talks, I cannot confirm or infirm, but there will be micro loans as well. So we're looking at $5,000 to $10,000 loans, which should be approved extremely fast. So make sure your financial statements are up to par, your business structure is up to par, your credit. There's no way you're going to be able to fix it in time, but the good news is they will be flexible.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I have really confirmation cool. regarding this. Credit history good. Will not be such a huge factor regarding the program. That is one of the key things that we've been fighting for.
Yeah, that's pretty lit. I'm not mad at it. Some people are upset with getting loans, but if you think about it, a lot of businesses start with loans. And
That's it.
The work is make sure your business plan is solid, get that dough, flip the money, pay the loan off.
Exactly. Point blank period.
If you're not comfortable with that, then you actually got to go back and check your business plan.
That's well, yeah. Well, oof.
All right. You guys know how I get down.
I like that. Sample keep it 100.
Sample Sanji.
Yep.
Okay, yo. So last thing I threw on the community updates, and we'll close off with this. Blast some music and then come back with some dopeness. MC Solo. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it. We shared it on our page as well. The Black Code.
The new Black Code.
I just want to read these out for the community in case you guys missed it, okay? Trish, you're going to help me out? All right.
Yeah, you start.
Okay.
Give me a one in there. Let's go one each.
Okay, so wait, it doesn't match up because you're going to read the one that's meant for this girl.
Okay, so then he goes first, then I go second.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. And just a little disclaimer. Now, these are the new Black Codes. These are not the code of conduct for the OFC. I figure just as we're making things very clear, the OFC has a code of conduct, and this is what drew me to it. I like to make sure that it's super clear. But these are the new Black Codes. All right. So we do not steal from one another.
All right. And it says we do not kill one another.
Am I jumping in? Okay, jumping in.
Sorry, my timing is off. I can tap, I can't dance, and I have zero timing.
And you're not awake.
That's why I have too many kids.
Yeah, okay. Where did
my
come
timing
from?
Is off.
We're going to continue.
Number this is three. Great radio.
We do not sell or offer drugs to one another.
We do combine our dollars and buy collectively as a group. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
We protect our own women and children first.
We educate our own at every chance we get.
Sorry, I lost myself. We do not fight one another.
Brothers, protect and build up one another.
Sisters, protect and build up one another.
Brothers, protect and build up sisters.
Sisters, protect and build up brothers.
We look for every opportunity to start our own businesses, servicing the need of our people first. I like this.
I like that.
I like this. Where'd you get this from, Farrell?
The book of Facebook.
I think I might have found it. There's actually Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, MD, out of Washington, D.C. And there's a black oath that seems to be tagged to the new Black Code.
Right there,
and the black oath said, a pledge of allegiance for black people. I pledge allegiance to my own black self-respect and to respect of all other black and shades of black people on earth, all of whom are victim of system of racism, aka white supremacy. And I pledge to use all of my life, energy, intelligence, and creativity in all areas of people activity to eliminate the global system of racism, aka white supremacy, on planet Earth, and to replace it with justice so that there can be peace, So help me God.
Amen.
Where are my claps?
Jeez. I like that. Yeah, you need your claps.
Yo, but geez, that was heavy.
but geez.
No, but anyways, I love these things. I love what we do. And this is the purpose why we're on here, is just to really just inspire and let people, you know, just be uplifted when you hear these kind of things. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So let's just take a quick musical break as we transition. You guys, again, another one off of Busta's album, Extinction Level Event 2. This one is an amazing one. Big shout. Yo, Old Dirty Bastard's on the track. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it. Drop that mic.
Say nothing else.
Shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know them shit. Yeah. Come on. It's that shit. Oh, shit. That's that Wu-Tang shit, my nigga. Checked it. Notice to all them fucking MCs out there in the world that think they can fuck with Old Dirty Bastard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on. What? Yeah. I'm here to shock this old piece real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Check. Shit can cataclysmic, how I mastered the wicked division and spitting, nigga, pass what you wishing. The truth is surpassing your vision, and whenever you thinking of cause, bags are sick and make them gag when I'm shitting. Type of flow, see the fact is I'm back and I'm stacking them up. How I'm hating the planet, niggas be calling me solar maximum. So effortless in how I'm attacking them, even when I'm resting, I'm black and niggas see the results and acts. Happen like checking the pulse of a corpse when I show them no reaction, ignoring you, nigga.
Bore me, nigga.
Back to stacking this paper, exactly the lyrical impact is so literal, criminal.
Priceless.
And then every valuable mineral, super subliminal, becoming the future like digital data. Pivotal moment, she get critical haters. See what I make the DJ do to the fader. Rest in peace to Rock Raider. Body niggas now elated, dramatically major, dramatically catered to niggas that want it and eat it and live it and fart it just to open their vein and bleed it. I superseded the situation every time, it's hard to defeat it. Be unstoppable, you need it.
Ho-ho-ho, let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. Ho-ho-ho, let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip-hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rain, it pours. Cause my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more.
The tables is turning, I'm enjoying just burning you niggas and schooling and tutoring and learning you niggas. So peep the way that I come and weed them out beyond a reasonable doubt. I ain't rushing, I'm taking a scenic route on my paper trail to unveil and just derail all irrelevant traffic and clear the lane and deliver that illmatic while keeping you hyper and keep you ecstatic while I'm bringing shit harder.
Especially when it's dark, I'm a midnight marauder, not Betty Bonner, little bitch. Hope you know I'm ready to die is the best.
Appreciating this nigga life after death, but in the meantime, when I poison you niggas with the heat for the blocks. Scratching and fiending, needing a detox while you screaming. I'm shining and gleaming and cleaning up the game in a mink. While I give you what's only built for Cuban Link. Niggas, incredible hosts, America's most wanted. Hole in the fort, documented, reporting the war report. Giving you the crack, nigga, New Jack City that caught a fire. For the niggas that got appetites bigger than dinosaurs. Like, every time I spit, I get rid of a few. This is extinction level event.
Ho, 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 let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. Ho, 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 let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rain, it pours. Cause my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give you more of the roar.
Back up, mic check, mic check.
That was awesome. That's the kind of music we need. That knowledge music, that energy music. I think 2020 has been damaging for our soul, damaging for our spirits. Mm-hmm. So big shout out to this new album released by Busta Rhymes. I'm feeling it. What about you guys?
Yo, when I heard Old Dirty on it, I had to reel that three times because when it was just great to hear his voice. Aldo, you know, I was like, Old Dirty.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard it yet, you guys. I'm gonna listen to it by next week. I promise. By the next time I come back here, I'll be able to talk about it.
Jesus, that is borderline systemic racism.
But I thought you loved me.
I love you regardless.
Thank you. All that matters.
Can I get a segue lead up? You see, that's the thing with you guys. Like, you know what we're doing here. Like,
I think there's a great segue. We just listened
speaking
to
about love. Go ahead.
One of the GOAT, one of the greatest of all time in terms of music. And now we have the pleasure and honor to have, go ahead.
There you go.
The one and only.
Pum, pum, pum.
Maya Johnson.
Hello. more fire, more fire.
Okay, that was okay. I was like, that was all right.
That was really good.
How you feeling, Maya?
That's a really warm welcome. Thank you. Wow. I'm impressed.
Come on. Like, yeah, if you're here, we had a red carpet set up, everything. So, but
you guys are bringing the energy.
That's what it is. So thank you, Maya. So for those who might not know, there's been so many awesome things going on, Maya Johnson. But I guess let's just pretend some people might not know who Maya Johnson is. So can we just give a little background? Who is Maya Johnson for the listeners who might not be aware?
Correct.
For sure. So I am a journalist. I'm a reporter for CTV News Montreal. I have been with the station for 15 years. I started as an intern while I was still a student studying journalism at Concordia University. And basically, I never left. Now I'm in Quebec City. I'm the Quebec City Bureau Chief. So I've lived here since 2016. And I cover mostly politics at the National Assembly. That's mm-hmm. a big part of my job. But I also cover Quebec City in general whenever there are major breaking news stories or other stories of interest to, you know, a Montreal and Quebec province-wide audience. For example, the mosque shootings in 2017. Mm. I was one of the first reporters on the ground there covering that terrible tragedy. So I have spent the last few years of my career here, but the latest news is that I am moving back to Montreal because I will be anchoring our 5 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. weekday newscast starting next March.
Woo!
Thank you, guys. And what I should also tell your listeners who may not be familiar with my journey and my personal life right now is that I am currently on maternity leave. So
congratulations.
That is why. Thank you. Yes, I have a son. His name is Alexandre Kingston.
Oh,
yes.
That's royalty.
Right there.
He has a middle name that reflects his roots because my background, as some of you may already know, some of you may not know, is Jamaican.
Hey. Well, not all of us can be Trini, so that's cool.
Wow.
Nice to Maya.
What happened? Oh, I thought. Oh, okay.
Maya, I'm going to kick him for you, okay? No problem. Don't worry. I kicked him. It's fine.
So that name, you know, picking that name was very special mm-hmm. to me, to us, to my husband and myself. But that is besides the point. You know, that's why I haven't been on the air, because mm-hmm. I've spent the past several months at home with my son. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be going back to work in January. I will continue to report from Quebec City for a couple of months. I will continue to cover the National Assembly. And of course, as we all know, there's a lot of action happening there because we have these regular government press conferences with COVID and updates about the pandemic and how it's affecting, you know, all of our lives mm-hmm. in right. very significant that's and right. sometimes seriously. Distressing ways. Mm-hmm. And when that transition is completed, I'll be moving back and settling full time in Montreal.
Back in Montreal. Well, hey. I have to say, Maya, it's just watching you throughout the years, like you're an inspiration, and not just, well, we hear it all the time, you're an inspiration to young women coming up, but I have to say, just as to the community in a whole, like it's awesome to just see to see how much you've pushed through and what you've accomplished so much, you know. So I have to commend you and just big you up, because it is, especially in these times, we need the motivation.
We need light.
We need the light. We need the light. We need something to look at. And thank you for being that for us. No pressure.
Thank you. Well, thank you guys for those words of encouragement and the positivity and just the support. It's really heartwarming, and just the outpouring, the reaction since this news was announced on Monday has been incredible.
Sure.
And it's very meaningful to me. And, you know, it's funny because at the end of the day, what I do, I mean, of course, there's a role and a responsibility mm-hmm. and a commitment to the public, but also sometimes I just wake up in the morning and I'm going to work. It's mm-hmm. my job, you yep. know, it's mm-hmm. like going to work, it's my job. And sometimes you don't realize the impact that it has on other people until they tell you. And so, you know, I appreciate all the kind words and the love that people are showing. Thank you.
And I want to ask you, Maya, from a woman's point of view and also from a Black woman's point of view, how hard has it been? We know Montreal is diverse, right? Diversity is a reality, but inclusion is a choice, I always say. And I think most people in Montreal make the choice to be inclusive. At the very least, we try. What about Quebec City, though? You've been there since 2017?
Since 2016.
16, yeah. Sorry.
16, yeah.
How does the diversity look? And as a reporter on the ground and a truth teller and a gatekeeper of the truth, really, that is what I believe you guys are, troubadours of the truth. How has it been to see that Quebec City might not be as diverse? And also, are you tired of having our, you know, the discussion regarding systemic racism? Are you as a journalist on the other side of the fence tired of that discussion?
Look, these are very loaded questions.
They are.
And I have to tell you that, you know, as a journalist, it's not my role to talk about my feelings or my opinions
Correct.
On these controversial issues.
Yeah.
What I can say is that I know what it's like to be the only person who looks like me in a room because the door has not been open to, you know, as many others.
We'll see.
And so what I am hoping to do with this role is to open the door and to make space for, you know, different faces and different voices. And I think that a key part of this added responsibility that I will have as an anchor and as one of the faces of our station. And that is, you know, I think a big part of the discussion that's been ongoing over these past several months as we're confronting a lot of really difficult, challenging issues is that there is a lack of diversity, and sometimes there's not enough representation in terms of the voices that are at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be a tendency to go to the same voices all the time because those are
well
the voices
said.
That are comfortable,
that are,
you know, those are the voices that are reassuring to the opinions
media.
Or ideas that you already have. So you seek out the voices that sort of confirm your worldview that exists already. So I want to bring different voices to the table and maybe challenge people to think a little bit differently about things, or at least consider things from a different point of view.
And how do you feel as, let's face it, you're going to be the LeBron James, the let's say literally the Serena, Venus, whatever star athlete you want to think of, they're putting you in that spot, meaning, you know, you're not taking a time frame that is for nobody's. You're like the superstar of this. Because it's 5 o'clock to which one? What's
5 and 11?
Come on,
it's 5 and 11:30.
So this is a superstar spot. This is the NBA Finals, LeBron James. So how do you feel as now? Let's call a spade a spade. You are going to be the face of this media.
Mm.
How's the pressure going?
Wow.
Well, I am a face. I am not. The
face. Hey, talk that talk, Maya.
Yeah,
don't let these radio hosts. No. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to take a moment to acknowledge our chief anchor, Mitsumi Takahashi.
Yes.
Who
the OG.
Anchor.
Yeah. The OG. She is the OG.
Who anchors our 6 o'clock newscast and has been with the station for over 3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
She is a trailblazer, and she is an inspiration to me as a woman of color, as an immigrant herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's from Japan, and as someone who has a name that clearly is not a common name, not one that you typically hear on the airwaves in Quebec, whether radio or broadcast.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's because of people like her that people like me can have the opportunities that we have today.
See why we're in love with Maya? She is the... Are you kidding me? That's what leaders do.
Yep.
That's what leaders do in all sectors of life. Mm-hmm. They acknowledge that they stand on the shoulders of titans.
Mm. Talk about it.
Speaking of titans, what about politics? Because I'm seeing this kind of... It's almost as if it's in the stars. I'm looking at Michael Jean, right? Used to be in the news.
Right.
I'm looking like superstars like Angela Rye that are making waves. And everybody's thinking, hey, you know what? Being a troubadour of the truth, being a truth teller, is a potential segue into politics. Is there... Are we going to call you one day the Honorable Maya Johnson?
Hey! Pop that up.
That just sounds good. I just made that up. That sounds good.
How many more sound effects?
That's another loaded
honorable
question.
Maya
here.
Johnson.
Terry's on fire. Terry's
on fire.
This
night.
Morning.
He was
like,
give me a drink. This morning.
I have to say, this is the question about whether I see politics in my future has been asked of me before, and I don't see it in my future, to be honest, because it's not something that I aspire to. I cover politics. Mm-hmm. I cover politicians.
Seriously.
I don't want to be one.
That is so facts. And what do you think was the impact of the black vote? Speaking of politics, we saw that, let's call a spade a spade. Black women stepped up down south in the United States of America and basically were the backbones of democracy as we know. What do you think is going to be the impact of the black vote, specifically black women in Quebec, knowing that next year is a municipal election, guaranteed, and a potential federal one? What do you think will be the impact? And I don't know if you're able to speak on it, but I would love to hear your opinion.
Again, you know, that's...
Loaded question,
that's,
I know.
You were with the loaded question this morning, Tia.
That's, you know, again, it's not my role to state my opinion on those kinds of things.
Mm.
But what I can say is that it absolutely shows the importance of exercising the right and the freedom have to vote.
Well said.
And I just think that that's something that no one, regardless of race or gender, should take for granted.
Hmm.
The fact that we have that right. And as a black woman, I take that very seriously.
Yes.
Because I know historically I didn't have the right as a black person or as a woman to vote.
Right.
So that's a hard fight. That's a hard fought battle. And so I will vote at every opportunity, you know, whether it's municipal, provincial, or federal. I'm never going to tell you who I'm voting for.
Of course not.
But know that I voted.
Amazing.
Man, Maya, it's something that, you know, we've spoken about, we talk about on the show all the time, this being the Empower Hour. We are here to be that inspiration to the future. We just recently watched what happened in the States. We now have, it seems like it with Kamala Harris now coming in, there's a wave where, I want to say it's Black Girl Magic time.
100%.
And I just, again, like having you on the show, it was really, it was super necessary just in terms of just being able to have your voice and to be able to share with our community and to let you know that as a community, we have your back.
Yeah.
And
your front.
Thank you.
And your front. We're taking all these shots or bullets for you. Watch out. Anybody goes after Maya, they're going to catch that on social media. We will stand up for Maya anytime. Trish, anything to...
I just have to ask her one more question. I didn't get to ask. You guys took it all. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we're so excited.
Yeah. Maya, as an inspiring journalist, if someone's listening to you, what are the words of advice you'd give them to be in a position like yours? Because we know
question.
That you're not going to be the only melanated face we see on TV. So what would you say? What would you say to someone coming up?
Right. Well, we were just talking about Kamala Harris and... what a watershed moment it was to witness her ascend to this position and shatter a glass ceiling and be the first woman of color elected as vice president. And watching her speak on Saturday was extremely powerful and inspirational. It was emotional, to be honest.
Very.
I had tears in my eyes,
same.
I'll tell you, listening to her speak.
Yep.
And so, you know, what I would say, I would just like to echo her words you know, dream with ambition and lead with conviction mm-hmm. and see yourself in a way that others may not see you because, you know, they've simply never seen it before. Mm. So you have to believe in yourself first and foremost. And it may not have been done before, but that doesn't mean it can't be done. Right. And then once you do it, then you pave the way for future generations to be able to continue. Hmm. So as you were saying, once, you know, once one person gets through, you know, that opens the door for others.
Love it.
And that is, I think that's very, what she said was just so powerful and so inspiring. You have to believe in yourself. You have to imagine the possibilities. And also, you have to work hard. You need to earn it.
Absolutely.
You need to do the work. You need to put in the work. You need to put in the time. You need to be willing to make the sacrifices. It's not going to come easily. You need to earn it. Mm-hmm. And that is, I think that's one of the most important, you know, lessons that I've learned, even from my parents and just all of my mentors, is that, you know, you can't be on cruise control and expect things to just come to you. You got to do the work.
Yep. Well said. For all of you young change makers, if you're listening to this, if you're a mother, or if you're young enough to be listening right now, I want you to know something. And I want to quote, I want to end this conversation, this amazing exchange with Maya Johnson, on a quote by another queen, goddess in my book, Queen Maya Angelou. And she said, "Your crown has been bought and paid for. Put it on your head and wear it." And when it comes to Quebec, Queen Maya Johnson has paid and bought that crown. So, all you young black queens, brown queens, put that crown on. Yes, Maya's bought it for you. Thank you so much, Maya Johnson. You are loved. Hopefully we get to see you very soon. We've missed you. I can't lie to you. Montreal has missed you. So we're going to be selfishly glad that we get you back real soon.
Thank you so much. And thank you for ending on that beautiful quote from Maya Angelou, who is one of many women that I admired. And she's actually my namesake, so that's very special to me.
Amazing. Awesome. This was Maya Johnson. Thank you, Maya. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Maya.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
It was great being on the show with you. All
bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, this is the Empower. It feels like church a little bit. My goodness, it's heavy. It's heavy. And we're not ending. I want to just transition. Like, so we're going from, oh my gosh, there's so many comparisons and nuances clicking in my head.
This is a legendary show today.
This is a legendary show. So now we're going, we had Sue Montgomery, Trailblazer, Changing Games, fighting Valerie, disrespecting Jenny Calder, all kinds. We have Maya Johnson.
Farrell's here doing karate chops.
You guys, I just give you guys the visuals, like what's happening in the studio. And then we have Maya Johnson, who's setting the bar, who is here, who's representing. Yo. Now,
forever hashtag WCW.
Thank you. What does that mean?
Women Crush Wednesday. Farrell, get with it.
Guys. Gosh. I have to ask. You know, I'm asking for the other ones who are like, who, what?
Farrell's still dabbing. Farrell's still dabbing.
Yo, I'm like, yo.
He's like, dub. Dub with his kids.
Okay, Sarah, you know that. See this guy? Messing up my, I'm trying to build up the man. Yo, it's the third day as a person who played ball. Like, you're not setting me up with good passes here. You're not hooking
the alley-oops. The alley-oops are off. The passes are too long.
So, I'm trying to big up the man who's here in house with us, one and only M City Solo.
Hello.
Oh.
Mic check.
Let's make sure we got it right.
There he is.
Yeah,
no, look at you, you're good looking, you.
Thank you.
All right. No, I can't even lie. M-City Solo, in my book, there's a lot of Francophone rappers, everybody. That's the segregation. They're trying to divide us in this city. But if there is one man that is holding it down for the Anglophone black people in this province, Farrell, talk that talk.
Yo, it's M-City Solo. He's representing handling the matters.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. You already know.
You guys already know. So M-City Solo is no stranger to the show. So I it was important to have him come on, just because it's as we're acknowledging greatness. I feel like I just want to start just recently. Now, this is the month of November.
Yes.
So, MC Solo, I don't know if you want to list out the things, because I have them here, but you've been doing mad things.
Mad things.
Mad things.
Mad things.
I-N-G-Z.
Yes. Just from the recent MCD to the World album, if you guys have not listened to that, okay? If you have not downloaded it and listened to it, you do it right away. Okay, right?
You don't know how to live. You don't know how to live your life if you haven't downloaded the album.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Take that in.
There's a clean version and a dirty version as well. So, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You said that again. No, but that again speaks to MC Soul's professionalism.
Correct. It's versatility.
Thank you.
LeBron James, take that.
Anyway, so brother, so if you could just share with the people, so what's going on? What's new and exciting for you?
Shouts for having me, first of all.
Love.
Everything's been going great for me lately. It's November. I like to call it Sovember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let that marinate, let that set in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Sovember. You know what I'm saying? So right now, just off the top of my head, like Farrah was saying, I had an album that dropped in August. That's been doing really good. I've been getting a lot of great feedback. It's been getting a lot of international spins. I'm working on a new project right now it's called In My Feels. We're tweaking that out right now. I'm about to remaster an older project of mine that's been getting a lot of new spins. So I'm going to remaster it, put that out. I've been named...
Dive in a bit on this.
Okay,
because for somebody who's listening, it's like, what does he mean by that? You're going to remaster an old project.
So I have this... My first EP was called Khalil, which is my real name.
Okay.
Yes.
I am saying.
Strong name.
Thank you. When I put it out, the internet was just starting. Look at me.
Oh, okay.
When I put it out, Spotify was just getting popping. You know what I'm saying? Spotify was just getting popping, and I just kind of threw it out there. I didn't know really what I was doing.
No strategy at all.
And I just tossed it out there, and it wasn't getting a lot of love, a lot of spins. And now I really learned the game, learned the formulas. I put out this last album, and I've been getting a lot of traction with it. And I realized I just didn't give my first project the justice it deserved.
That's what winners do.
That's exactly. So I'm going to go back, remaster it just to give it a little polished sound and put it back out there.
That's what's up. Okay.
And other than that, I got locked in. I'm the November Artist of the Month of
94.7
FM. Future artists, future hits artists. I have a single dropping on Friday that was remixed, or my single Slow Wine. That's been doing
so
really
tomorrow.
Good.
The best song
so
out of
tomorrow.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be premiered tomorrow.
Nice.
But it's going to be leaked today.
Hey! Oh. Exclusive! Run that!
You know what I'm saying? So, shouts to you guys. Obviously, you guys are going to get the leak because that's fam tings. Mm-hmm. And, other than that, I just keep it busy. I have a lot of projects, a lot of work, and where we're at right now, the Pub St. Pierre.
Shout out to them.
I'm saying I'm also a partner in this restaurant. When we reopen, you guys make sure you show up. It's the best pub in the whole city. It's the best pub in the province. Mm-hmm. I'll put that out there.
How do you... Because let's face it, Slow Wine is an international monster hit.
Yes, in my
opinion.
It is.
Like, I first time I heard the song, he played the song and I was like, who is this?
that was your reaction. What the hell?
They're lucky that we're confined, because there would be a lot of white walls turning blue.
There would be a lot
of baby making on that song. We're all social distancing. How do you double down and say, hey, I'm coming out with a new project, and you know what? I'm that kind of beast where, as big as this was, I'm banking on doing this again and again and again. How do you do that as a heavy hitter?
Well, really, it's the art. As an artist, you have to know it's all about just creating. You just got to keep creating. I don't like to limit myself. I won't lie. When I did put out the record, I was like, what am I going to do to follow this one up? Because this one, immediately it was getting traction. But it's just, once we realized the places, the pieces that we needed to make this record, mm-hmm. I still have the same pieces. It's me. Yep. There's still Mikel out there, and there's a lot of production out there. Yep. So it's just, I'm not scared to just keep going at it. It's like, and in this day and age, just, you don't just throw out one song at a time. You throw out 10 songs at a time. You know, you have, if you envision the game, envision it as a dartboard. Instead of throwing one dart, you throw 10 and see which one sticks.
I love the analogy. That is a great analogy.
So that's what we're doing right now. I'm building up my darts, and I'm just going to throw a whole bunch at the ball.
You know, there's a lot of light-skinned guys that are playing that song on repeat, trying to get the Saint-Jérôme girl.
What?
I'm telling you. They're trying to score the Saint-Jérôme and the Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu girls. They're putting that slow wine on repeat, which brings me to my next question. If you had to name an artist to take back this song or to jump on it, because right now it's COVID. Everything's confined. The clubs are closed. Because let me tell you something.
True.
Vegas, friggin' Coachella.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of these. I could see a Drake trying to steal this and act like he wrote it. Yeah. I could see Rihanna singing. I could see it. Yeah, I could see the baby jumping on and throwing a couple of bars.
Yeah.
How do you either sustain this or potentially say, hey, you know what? Post-confinement, we're going to work. We're refinancing a house. We're doing what we need to do. Yep, but Rihanna, someone's jumping on this.
Remix-wise, if I could get Rihanna, that would be, you already said it right there. Rihanna, that was the perfect, like, that was it. Yeah,
that YouTube
the
money alone is going to pay her back.
Like, if I could get Rihanna on that, get her in the video, it's a wrap. I'll just stand behind it. I'll be slow wine. I love how you line it. I just behind, you know what I'm saying? So, that would be the one. Next year, that's it. I plan on going back out there. Hopefully, they'll stop all this madness and we're outside and we tour again. And we're doing it. We're doing it big, and we're gonna hit it up.
Why don't we do a fundraiser?
Talk about it.
Or like not a GoFundMe, but yeah, I think a GoFundMe where we could potentially raise the money and make this happen for the first time in the history of Montreal. Because if there was ever a song out of Montreal that has the potential to be, say, hey, we raise 50K or 100K, she gets in, she's like, nah, I'm not jumping on nothing for less than 300, but I love this so much that I'm doing this.
Yeah, and get some community support. Get people sending her letters, please.
Please, come do it.
Tag her, the baby,
that's
her,
it. You
all
know
of
what?
Them.
We'll just do the slow wine challenge.
Yes.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? There you go. So, we do the challenge. We tag her in it. Keep tagging.
Okay.
We're building something right
Somebody's
here right now.
Up.
Yeah.
No, guys. Empower Hour, Slow Wine Challenge. And the thing is, for those who might not have caught it, Slow Wine's on TV, right?
Oh, yeah. Slow Wine. Oh, that's a part of the list. Yeah, Slow Wine is on Stingray, the old Much vibe.
Shout out to Stingray.
Slow Wine is up there now as well.
Yo, so, and we touched a little bit on it, the fact that we can't go all over the world, but we have connected with the people in Sweden. That's what's popping.
Yeah. There was a DJ Wolf Blaze. He got a hold of Slow Wine, just like the rest of the world.
Lost his mind.
He hit me up. It was like, can I remix this?
He's like, I got to get white people to pop pills on this.
Yes, right. Pretty much. Yeah, he didn't say it in those words.
But he meant it.
But I think that's what he was saying. Yes. And I was like, all right. And I sent him my stuff. He sent me back the remix. And I was like, wow. I couldn't imagine how a dance EDM mix would have sounded.
Was
it
right away though? Did you agree to that right away?
As soon as he asked, I agreed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just like,
again,
when I heard, I was like,
okay,
oh, let's do this.
Those DJs in Vegas are gonna be playing.
Yeah, I was like, let's do this. And so he sent it to me, and I was like, wow. And I asked him, where are you from? He's like, Sweden. He's like, by the time he plays it out there, he knows it's gonna get killed out there. So. Yeah, man, I'm getting a lot of love in Sweden, Switzerland, Netherlands. I'm getting a lot of love
from.
Amazing,
bro.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Good for you.
I think that challenge is going to work.
If we figure out
a hashtag slow wine challenge,
viral. If you guys want me to start it, I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll wear a mask on because I know you guys did it in Trinidad. We spoke about this.
Wait. What did you say? You said you'll wear a?
A carnival costume.
But
from girls my size, though. You got them skinny girls in your video.
Oh.
I got all kinds of girls in the video. That video's all well mixed up.
So that's cool.
So you're bringing it. Bring the
slow wine challenge. Slow wine with sticks will start a fire.
So you
make sure you have.
Thank you, Cherry.
You
want to
make sure
gems.
You got the meat because it's dangerous.
That's it.
You
know? Slow wine. Which country has the best slow wine?
You need a little fluffy girl. Come on.
It is hot dog season.
So guys, I feel with no further ado, guys, because we've been talking about the slow wine remix.
Play that song, bro.
I feel. We have to bring it. The people have to hear it.
Leak.
If you're driving, park your car. If you're at work, act like you're working. Tell your boss
take
to look away.
Take a wine in your seat.
Yeah. Hey. And if you want a promotion, call your boss over.
Let's go. It's more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion that we singing out. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my. I fell in love on your slow wine. No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie. The way you're moving your waistline. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my. I fell in love on your slow wine. No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie. Baby, I love how you wind it. I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it. Back, back, back against the wall. While you give me your all, yeah. Working all week so you know you deserve it. Wine with a purpose, girl, put your work in. Yeah, and she dropped down low. Watch her pick it up slow. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my. I fell in love on your slow. Back and forth. Oh, girl, I cannot wait to dance with you on the floor. Oh, love the way you're moving it back and forth. Oh, my, 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 oh, my, my, my. I fell in love on your slow wine. No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie. The way you're moving your waistline. Oh, my, 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 oh, my, my, my. I fell in love on your slow wine.
I know that there's a couple people that are pregnant right now.
You know what? A couple guys have fell in love with my slow line.
But just,
anyways, I'm oh, okay.
Talk that talk.
My track record. Sorry.
I got to give a shout out to them. So while you're here, I want to give you flowers because we just started, me and a shout out to Queen Gabriela Garbo Quinte at Librairie Racine. We just started the first black. Good job, Pharaoh. You're fired.
You're fired.
He's trying to block all my announcements. I want to give her a shout out because we just started the first black news network outlet. We're pitching this actually to Bell Media and potentially other traditional outlets, but it's going to be on. And the first artist, I was adamant. There was no discussion. I said, first artist has to be MCD Solo.
Yes, sir.
I wanted an Anglophone artist. I think sometimes we're too divided, Anglophones, Francophone. A lot of people know where I stand on this division. Mm-hmm. And you came in, and I can't say who our first guest is, but this guy was moving to that song, right? So you killed it for us. You pulled through. It was last minute. You showed up, and you performed live. So speaking of being on TV, MCD Solo is going to be on our first episode ever. So we're making history. We're blessed to have you, King.
Yes,
really, thank you.
Super, super appreciate you guys having me, first of all. And anytime you want me up there. I'll be the regular. I'll come there, perform every time. It's family thing, so that's always love. I'm super appreciate
we're
you
guys. We're doing something. Yeah. I'm actually working on a second round with Charlemagne the God coming to Montreal. All
right.
And what I think I'd like to do is have you and a couple of like really talented people perform to kind of do like an all-day event with like musical performances. So hopefully, I'm sure DJ Envy would pick up this track. Specifically, you know, now that we're going into 2021, maybe they didn't hear about it yet. Exactly. I see this as being potentially the deconfinement song, 2021.
I like that. I like that.
That vaccine kind of song.
Yeah,
you know?
vaccine music.
So MC, so for the fans out there, people listening, how do they get in contact with you, my brother?
Facts.
The best way to do it is mcdsolo.com. That sends you everywhere. It will give you my album, it'll give you my merch. You'll have links to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And that's MCITYSOLO. MCD Solo, and that's on everything. If you don't want to do the website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, and check me out on Spotify and all your platforms.
My brother, continue doing what you're doing. Continue to rep, because you're handling and you're dealing with the matters. Thank you. Thank you for being on with us again on the Empower Hour. You are always welcome. The door is wide open, my brother.
Super appreciate you guys for having me. Empower Hour, you already know. MCD, wake up.
MCD Solo, people. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was a conversation. You guys want to have more conversations?
Of course, come on. My favorite segment of the show coming up.
It's a coffee conversation. Hey. So I remember the beginning of this show, I was telling you guys I didn't have an exciting week. I normally do, right? Like, my life's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I didn't have one this week only because I've been a little bit busy. I'm coming out with my Christmas collection. Can't tell you exactly what it's all about. But I started getting migraines with all of that, you guys. I started getting really sick and really tired. So someone told me, yo, you just need to slow down. You need to slow down.
You need to slow wine.
That has gotten me a lot of trouble, Thierry, in my life. You know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying. But no, I'm not that kind of slow wine. I'm not doing that stuff anymore. Anyways, so has anybody ever told any of you guys need to slow down, smell the flowers, chill, relax, any of that nature?
I hear that often.
All right, so knowing who I am, I'm Miss Trish. I Google everything, right? I could have a pain in my thumb, and I'd be like, Google, what is this pain in your thumb? So I Googled, are you a person who's addicted to being busy? Because that's me.
Interesting.
So I'm going to read off 6 items that, you know, go along with that. You guys tell me yes or no. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, do you have a fear of missing out? That's what we call FOMO.
Always.
You have a fear of missing out, Thierry? I'm missing out on what?
Je m'assume. I'm missing out. I think that's why I'm so present.
So if you're not doing something, you're missing out on something. Correct. That's what you're saying. Correct. Wow. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Me, no. Me, I don't respond. I miss mad things, and I don't respond at all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you don't have FOMO. Okay. So
at all, actually. I'm the complete opposite.
You did say that 3 times. Okay.
Yes.
So number 2, you are trying to avoid negative emotions, which you need to address.
That's
right?
100. That's definitely. 100.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I stay away from negativity.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I can't help it. But I'm talking about within you guys.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Mm. Well, outside emotions will affect your inside emotions.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Number 3 is you strive for success.
100.
100,000%.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Number 4, being busy is a status symbol for you.
I don't agree with that one for me.
For yourself,
can't
no.
For everybody, but no.
Brother Farrell?
Me, that's a no. That's a hard no for me. Because it's just most of the wealthy people I know, they're not that busy.
Okay, so do you... What do you mean they're not that busy? No, elaborate just a little bit.
No, they're just relaxed. They work smarter, not harder.
Harder, okay. Right? And so, I think that's what I got.
But I guarantee you they used to work
hard,
very
to get
hard.
To this point.
Today they're exactly, probably right? Slowing down.
Good point.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 5 is you feel guilty when you do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, guys?
I got that disease.
You feel guilty.
I kind of do. Like,
I start
it's just,
to feel like that too, but I'm like, shit, I got to stop that.
I just feel like it's I always have you. Something to do. It's like, really? Bro.
I go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I have to do something.
Well, besides just
besides being biologically okay, releasing
right,
myself.
Right, okay.
I will see everybody laughing.
Right.
Y'all do the same thing.
Yeah, you guys drink up true. If you're like this too. So I you will feel guilty.
I have to do something all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was me getting my migraines in the back of my head. Okay, and number 6 is you're bad at relaxing.
I am.
So you guys just can't take a nap?
I can take CBD oil.
I smoke a joint.
I don't do any of that. And I should, you know, because I'm getting migraines in the back of my neck all the way down to my spine.
Wow. Yeah, you might want to try something.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't like medication. I'm a Pisces. We don't like medication like
that's
that.
That's it.
We don't trust that stuff.
So I guess, with marijuana count, is that like, I guess because it's medicinal?
But that's natural.
No, that's different. It's natural. So I would take that over anything. The pills that they were giving me were larger than our microphones, I'm sure.
Holy smokes.
I don't want to sound that bad, but I could only swallow so much.
Oh.
I didn't need to say rewind. It like that.
Rewind.
Better word.
Can we say, where's the holy water? I just feel like we need to.
I didn't need to say it like that.
You guys talk about me. You guys are racist. You guys are racist, both of you.
Okay.
So just remember, everybody, health is wealth. Relax. Smell the flowers.
Good call. I like it. This has been like we have before we close off, Thierry, there's a lot of shit going on in the world, bro.
Yes, brother.
There is, and you know what? We just saw Down South history made, and by history I mean, let's face it, comparing Joe Biden to Donald Trump is like comparing Coca-Cola to Pepsi.
Facts? No, he's talking facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are facts.
Okay. The real change I'm talking about is black people pulling up for black people. And I'm talking about Kamala Harris making history. And you know how much history she made. Kamala Harris is officially the first ever woman to be elected in such a position of power.
Yes.
And what I mean by this, in case you don't know, is literally this. It's simple, right? Kamala Harris was born on October 20th, 1964. She's an American politician and attorney who is now officially the vice president-elect of the United States of America. She is literally, people, the highest ever official as a woman to be elected into the White House. And she happens to also be the first ever black or Indian, because she is half black, half Indian. Mm-hmm. She's of African descent. But she is the first person ever to fulfill literally breaking four different records. And we have to thank literally those trendsetters, those legends that are breaking ceilings, glass ceilings, such as Kamala, because I believe she will be the harbinger of change. I truly believe this. I think Obama was symbolic. I pray to God that Kamala is about that life. And so far on Twitter, she has given two different occasions. On her speech, she gave a shout out to black votes. Obama sure did. Never did that.
True.
And she specifically narrowed it down to black women.
Amen. She sure did.
And she doubled down 2 days ago. She said that black women are the backbone of the United States of America's democracy. Those are the terms she used. So I have something to admit. I have a secret wish. I'm going to lower my voice, put my sexy voice on. I hope that Joe Biden, I do not wish any ill fate on nobody, but I truly somewhere dream and hope that Joe Biden peacefully falls asleep and potentially never wakes up. And then Kamala will become, ladies and gentlemen, the first ever woman to be president of the United States of America. Hello!
So I'm clapping the president part, but
might have to edit the first part.
Yeah.
But this being said, stay with me on this one. Think about this. She will have made history. And Joe can't even properly handle himself. The guy is like literally a raging mess.
Yeah.
So I think that it would be amazing if in a span of the next 2 to 3 years, Kamala had the opportunity to do both. Because let's face it, I'm not even wishing the man death.
Right.
Let's say he becomes, for whatever reason, not able to fulfill his role as a president.
He's not looking healthy.
He's not. Straight up facts.
So, Botox his eye.
So Kamala would have the opportunity to make history twice. And moreover, I truly believe that after the first 4 years, she would be potentially officially and democratically be elected as a black president, as a black woman, breaking all sort of barriers. And once again, I'll leave on this. I think she will be the harbinger of change. She is courageously black. I don't like the term unapologetically black. She finds it in herself every day to wake up, look at herself in the mirror and say, you are a black woman, you are proud, and you should be literally thinking about the next generation of change makers. So shout out to Kamala.
Hey.
And people, black people got her elected.
Amen.
Yep.
Concretely speaking, let's bring it back to Montreal. Let's bring it back to Canada. Let's bring it back to Quebec. We have an election next year at City Hall.
Yes.
We have to come up with our 10-point plan. We have to demand 10. We have to insist on 5. And we have to hold whoever's going to go in office accountable on 3.
Yes.
And whoever will not deliver this to us, next.
Next.
And guess what? Prime Minister Trudeau, he's logically going to also launch an election in 2021. It makes sense. COVID's going to start to end. People are going to be all happy. The Liberals will most likely launch an election. So people, young people, people of color, black people, the power is ours.
Yes.
I used to play basketball, and when we got on that court back at Parc Pilon, Parc Carignan, Parc Saint-Laurent, Montreal North, we used to get in there and say, we got next, boys.
Yeah.
So let's get this.
Woo!
Hype.
Yes.
My guy.
Well, this was a hell of a show.
This was it.
Guys. I feel good.
Thursday morning.
Yo.
I feel good.
This is the Empower Hour. I don't know, guys.
But I feel great.
Let's just, what are our final words as we get ready? I will leave the last word to Kamala Harris. We'll close out with her.
Oh yeah, definitely close out on her speech. Trish, what's
up? I'm feeling good. I'm awake. You know, you guys have woken me up this morning. I've learned a lot of things, honestly. That's been quiet a lot of the time because I'm just listening. I'm taking it in. But you guys have also taught me a lot, so thank you.
Oh,
I love you guys. Mm.
I love you,
too. Have a great rest of your Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. How do we follow you on social?
All things Miss Trish. Instagram things, only. Mistress. Yeah.
Miss Trish, I like that name.
Yeah, thank you. I like your name, too. We both start with T.
Hey. Wow, and you know what TNT makes. Kaboom, baby!
Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was good.
I was gonna say pretty babies. Anyway, sorry.
Oh,
that as well.
This is getting awkward. Why am I always in this situation?
Pharaoh, speaking of babies, you're definitely good in that department.
Yes, I am.
What's popping? What's next?
Two of y'all are good in that department. I know, right? Don't please throw no shade.
When we shoot, we score.
Hey, clearly, eight times.
Yo, that's, I'm in there. My final words, I just want to leave the people with just love, peace, strength. I want you to feel empowered where you are, feel positive where you are. Know that I was inspired by a quick quote that I heard on the Busta album, and I'm going to paraphrase it all, mash up in the way I do it. But it's just for you guys to understand, right now it's looking like it's the end of everything, but it's not the end. Right. It's the rise of gods right now, guys. It's
good.
The rise of gods.
Nice.
Rewind. Say it again one more time, please.
It is the rise of gods right now.
Yay.
Feel it. Let it happen. That's it.
And you know what? I know we talked a lot about politics. We touched on politics. But guess what? This is the context we are in right now.
Talk about it.
Down south impacts up north. We like to admit it. Maybe, maybe not. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing as not being involved in politics. Being black is a political stance in 2020. Mm-hmm. Getting outside your house, walking, living your best life, working for a white supremacist system, an oppressing system, is a political statement. So let me tell you something. For all of you listening to us and saying, man, why was the Empower Hour so political? It was contextually relevant based on what happened. Sue Montgomery gave that heat. Once again, disclaimer. I don't know about everything she said, but she said what
allegedly.
She said. Right. Maya, Queen Maya, got on there and inspired y'all and did what she did. But if you think that you could get away and say, hey, you know what? I don't mess with politics. Let me tell you something. Politics will mess with you. If you're a woman, you're going to have a man mess with you. If you're a straight person or LGBTQ plus person, a straight person going to. If you're a Muslim, a Catholic person going to mess with you. If you're black, a white person going to mess with you. So if you're not at the table, you're on that menu. Mm. So remember to take what is rightfully yours and what your ancestors fought for. Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is only possible thanks to the OFC, the Pub Saint-Pierre. Shout out to you. Black on top of this, man. I'm riding with y'all. And our amazing team of people, remember, stay black, blessed, and highly favored. Hello.
We'll have to head it that far. For 4 years, you marched and organized for equality and justice for our lives and for our planet. And then you voted. And you delivered a clear message. You chose hope and unity, decency, science, and yes, truth. You chose Joe Biden as the next president of the United States of America. All the women who have worked to secure and protect the right to vote for over a century, 100 years ago with the 19th Amendment, 55 years ago with the Voting Rights Act, and now in 2020 with a new generation of women in our country who cast their ballots and continue to fight.
fight for their fundamental right to vote and be heard. Tonight, I reflect on their struggle, their determination, and the strength of their vision to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And I stand on their shoulders. And what a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president. But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities. And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition. Lead with
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
My name is Debi, storyteller, dub poet, partly raised in Montreal, 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 launching my new CD 333. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.